Welcome to Sun Life Stadium in Miami, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Florida Marlins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ricky Weeks. Batting second. The center fielder, Carlos Gomez. Batting third. The first baseman, Prince Fielder. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ryan Braun. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Casey McGehee. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Corey Hart. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Alcides Escobar. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Contreras. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chris Narvison. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Chris Narvison. For the Florida Marlins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Chris Coughlin. Batting second. The first baseman, Gabby Sanchez. Batting third. The shortstop, Hanley Ramirez. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jorge Cantu. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Dan Ugla. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Cody Ross. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ronnie Paulino. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Cameron Maben. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nate Robertson. Pitching for the Florida Marlins, Nate Robertson. And now, play ball. Ricky Weeks is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Weeks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ugla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gomez bunts towards the mound. Robertson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fielder hits a fly ball into center field. Maben settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Braun hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Maben. Braun reaches second base with a double. Gomez goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Brewers. Casey McGehee is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. McGehee hits a fly ball into center field. Maben settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Chris Coughlin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Coughlin hits a fly ball into center field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Sanchez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground towards third. McGehee fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hanley Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Escobar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Marlins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hart hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Brewers. Alcides Escobar is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Escobar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Contreras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Contreras hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Narvison is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Narvison bunts towards the mound. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Contreras moves to second. Two outs. Ricky Weeks is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Weeks is 0-for-1 in the game. Weeks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cotteras scores. It's 3-0, Brewers. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gomez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Jorge Cantu is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cantu strikes out. 1 out. Dan Ugla is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ugla hits a ball on the ground towards third. McGehee fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ross strikes out. 2 outs. Ronnie Paulino is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Paulino hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ugla moves to third. Cameron Maben is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Maben hits a ball on the ground towards third. McGehee fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Marlins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Prince Fielder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Fielder is 0-for-1 in the game. Fielder hits a line drive beyond second. Ugla can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Braun is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ugla fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Casey McGehee is at the plate with a count of 0-1. McGehee is 0-for-1 in the game. McGehee hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Nate Robertson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Robertson strikes out. 1 out. Chris Coughlin is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Coughlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Coughlin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weeks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gabby Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Sanchez is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanchez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Marlins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hart strikes out. 1 out. Alcides Escobar is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Escobar is 0-for-1 in the game. Escobar strikes out. 2 outs. George Cotteras is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cotteras is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cotteras strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Escobar fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Escobar. Jorge Cantu is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Narvison fires to first and has Ramirez trapped. There's the throw to Escobar, who tags Ramirez for the out. 1 out. Jorge Cantu is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cantu is 0-for-1 in the game. Cantu strikes out. 2 outs. Dan Uggla is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Uggla is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Uggla strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Marlins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Chris Narvison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narvison is 0-for-0 in the game. Narvison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robertson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ricky Weeks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Weeks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Weeks hits a pop-up towards first. Sanchez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gomez hits a fly ball into center field. Maben settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fielder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fielder hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross strikes out. One out. Ronnie Paulino is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Paulino is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Paulino strikes out. Two outs. Cameron Maben is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Maben is 0-for-1 in the game. Maben takes first base on ball 4. Nate Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Escobar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Marlins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Casey McGeehee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McGeehee is 0-for-2 in the game. McGeehee hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ross. McGeehee reaches second base with a double. Braun moves to third. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cantu fields it and throws to first for the out. Braun scores. McGeehee moves to third. One out. It's 4-0, Brewers. Alcides Escobar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Escobar is 0-for-2 in the game. Escobar takes first base on ball 4. George Cotteras batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cotteras is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cotteras takes first base on ball 4. Escobar moves to second. Jorge Sosa now pitching. Chris Narvison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narvison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Narvison hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Uggla catches it and throws to first to double up Cotteras. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Chris Coughlin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Coughlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Coughlin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gabby Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sanchez is 0-for-2 in the game. Sanchez hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Gomez. Ramirez reaches second base with a double. Coughlin moves to third. Jorge Cantu is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cantu is 0 for 2 in the game. Cantu hits a ball on the ground towards short. Escobar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Coughlin scores. 2 outs. It's 4-1, Brewers. Dan Ugla is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ugla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ugla takes first base on ball 4. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ross is 0 for 2 in the game. Ross hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's, Brewers 4, Marlins, 4. Ronnie Paulino is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Paulino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Paulino hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Gomez. Paulino reaches second base with a double. Carlos Villanueva now pitching. Cameron Maben is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Maben is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Maben takes first base on ball 4. Mike Lamb pinch hits for Jorge Sosa. Mike Lamb is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lamb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paulino scores. Maben moves to third. It's 5-4, Marlins. Chris Coughlin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Coughlin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Coughlin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hart, who is chasing the ball. Coughlin reaches third base with a triple. Maben scores. Lamb goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Marlins. Gabby Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sanchez is 0 for 3 in the game. Sanchez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Marlins 7, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Brian Sanchez now pitching. Ricky Weeks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Weeks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Weeks hits a line drive into left field. Coughlin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gomez strikes out. 2 outs. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fielder hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cantu settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Marlins 7, and the Brewers 4. The Marlins will come to bat. Marco Estrada now pitching. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. McGehee fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jorge Cantu is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cantu is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cantu hits a fly ball into center field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dan Ugla is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ugla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ugla takes first base on ball 4. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ross is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ross hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gomez. Ross reaches second base with a double. Ugla goes all the way around to score. Ross moves to third. It's 8-4, Marlins. Ronny Paulino is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Paulino is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Paulino hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Braun. Paulino reaches second base with a double. Ross scores. It's 9-4, Marlins. Cameron Maben is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Maben is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Maben hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Gomez is chasing the ball. Maben rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 2-run home run. It's 11-4, Marlins. Brett Carroll pinch hits for Brian Sanchez. Brett Carroll is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carroll strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Marlins 11, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Tim Wood now pitching. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cantu fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Casey McGehee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. McGehee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McGehee hits a fly ball into center field. Maben settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hart hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sanchez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Marlins 11, and the Brewers 4. The Marlins will come to bat. Jeff Suppan now pitching. Chris Coughlin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Coughlin is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Coughlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. McGehee fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gabby Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Sanchez is 0-for-4 in the game. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground for a single. There's an error on the play. Coughlin moves to third. Sanchez moves to second. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. McGehee fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jorge Cantu is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Cantu is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cantu hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coughlin scores. Sanchez scores. It's 13-4, Marlins. Dan Uggla is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Uggla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Uggla hits a ball on the ground towards third. McGehee fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Marlins 13, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Alcides Escobar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Escobar is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Escobar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cantu fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cantu. George Cotteras is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cotteras is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cotteras hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanchez fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sanchez. Escobar moves to second. Adam Stern pinch hits for Jeff Suppan. Adam Stern batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stern hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Ramirez fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Escobar moves to third. One out. Ricky Weeks is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Weeks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weeks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cantu fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Escobar scores. Stern moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 13-5, Marlins. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gomez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gomez hits a fly ball into left field. Coughlin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Fielder is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fielder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanchez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fielder for the out. The game is over. The final score, Florida Marlins, 13, and Milwaukee Brewers, 5. Goodbye from Sun Life Stadium in Miami.